Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning. It's your girl, Miss Coco, and you're listening to the Midnight Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com. It is a beautiful day, a new month, April the 1st. Yes, and we just celebrated Easter, or some will refer to it as Resurrection Sunday. So, yes, we just wrapped it up here yesterday, and today we're going to delve into what happens after the celebration is over. How do we continue to move forward in our lives? How do we go forward? You know, what do we do next? You know, what is the next steps to take after the celebration is over, after the kids get their dyed eggs and their Easter baskets and say their Easter speeches, you know, parents and everyone gets their new dresses, new outfits to present on that Sunday. Those who had never attended church or within the entire year or, you know, or only on occasions. You know, what happens next? What is the next steps after that? You know, so that's what we're going to discuss today. But I want to remind you to follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and also on Threads. Yep, I'm on Threads now, so I have a new platform. I'm on another social media platform, so Threads as well. So I'm on on those platforms. You can follow me on there, on Twitter, Instagram, and Threads. I am under Karita 40. That is K-H, lowercase H, capital K, lowercase H, capital R-I-T-A, 40. All across the board on Twitter, Instagram, and Threads. And on and the show is on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And that will be under Midnight Coco on Twitter, Encore Radio on Instagram, and Coco Radio Show, Coco Radio on blogtalkradio.com on Facebook. Okay? Those are the platforms. If you visit our official website, you can find all these. This information is encoremedia.com. That is UNKORMEDIA.com. That is Encore Media. Encore Media. UNKORMEDIA.com. You can officially go to our website and you can find all of our social medias on there, okay? All right, so we're going to go ahead and get into our discussion for today. And I was thinking about this, you know, and I'm like, you know, what happens after the celebration is over? You know, how do we continue in our lives? Because, you know, everybody gets dressed up. They go and they get these outfits on Friday or Saturday to get their hair done, go get their, you know, everything, get dolled all the way up. like they are getting ready for the ultimate fashion show, right? And no offense to those who do that, because your girl back in the day used to do it back in the day too as well. But at some point, I was just like, you know what? For what? What am I doing this for? You know what I'm saying? He already knows how I look from Monday through Saturday. It was Sunday through Saturday. You know what I'm saying? So he already knows how I look. Me going to get a new outfit, presenting myself to him, it's like, for what? You know what I'm saying? So why? So it's like, why do we go out of our way to get these new outfits just to come to church? You know, or to go to church to doll these new outfits. And, you know, our kids have on new outfits and they have to say these Easter speeches because guess what? They're filming. They're, you know, taking pictures of all of this. Like, oh, my baby's saying a speech. You know, Easter speech. Y'all come out and support and see my baby do her Easter speech or see him do his Easter speech. You know, I can't even remember any of my speeches. You know what I'm saying? The only thing that I remember was a scripture that I was given, and this scripture was from Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17. And it was, I love them that love me, and those who seek me early shall find me. Now, you know, as a kid, I'm like, what does this got to do with Easter? You know what I'm saying? What does it have to do with Easter? You know what I'm saying? So, or Resurrection Sunday, you know? But what that particular scripture, that passage of scripture was that it represented love. It was like love. Solomon basically said, you know, hey, I love those people who love me. You know what I'm saying? So those who seek me, hey, early shall find me. So he basically was saying the love that he knew or that he had grown accustomed to knowing is, you know, hey, this is what love is. Love is, you know, loving one another. You know what I'm saying? Those who seek me in love, you know, those who seek him in love, you know, the Most High in love. You know what I'm saying? So, and I'm just like I said, as a kid, it's like, okay, this love, okay. And, you know, and if, trying to bring it back and try to relate it to, you know, Easter or, you know, related to Jesus, you know, and I'm just like, what does it have to do with it? But, and I now in hindsight, 2020, you know, as an adult, I see where the relationship, where the relation is, you know, it's all about love, for God is love, you know, in the book of John, he says that, well, they say that, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, you know, to the world to be, and I'm paraphrasing, to be presented as a ransom for our sins and our transgressions. You know, he didn't come here to condemn the world. You know what I'm saying? He came here to save the world through, you know, that the world may be saved through him. You know what I'm saying? He came here to save the world. You know what I'm saying? Because there were some things that just weren't lining up. There were some things that were not adding up to, you know, how some people were, you know, we were living our lives. You know, we, from the beginning of creation, you know, Eve made the first, committed the first sin and then shared it with her husband. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, she did it first, then went to him, but he was not supposed to do it, but they both shared in this first, the committing this first sin, and so it was from them, that point on, you know, it is said that some theological scholars would say that they had this mark on them where it was like sin had entered into this world, you know, it would have been without sin or, you know what I mean, if they had been just obedient and not eaten of that tree, eating the fruit of that tree, you know, and it's like, okay, I get that, I understand that, so, and I understand that Jesus had to come here to correct it, you know what I'm saying, he basically had to come in to correct all of that, he took upon all of our sins to, and I'm not trying to be so spiritual or so religious, but I'm just trying to get, you know, get you to understand, like, what do we do after, you know, after we do the celebration? What do we do? You know what I'm saying? So, but back to what I was saying is that, you know, so Jesus had to come in, correct it, try to reconnect that relationship that, you know, was broken by Adam and Eve. You know, he had to come back and reconnect that relationship. You know, and some people will feel like, oh, well, you know, I go show up, you know, and then you're never seen again. You don't come back the next following, you know, the next following Sundays, or, you know, you never go back. You never get participated in, you know what I'm saying? But really and truly, you know, I rather have the relationship with God. Yes, I can fellowship with my brothers and sisters, come on Sunday, fellowship with my sisters, you know, under one roof, you know, for all of us together and everything. But my relationship is with God. And my relationship with it is with the Most High God, because I can go to him for anything. Even if I'm fearful of some things, like right now we're living in a world where there is a lot of fear. There's a lot of chaos going on. And I am literally like, Lord, what is really going on? With, you know what I'm saying? Am I by myself? You know, and don't get me wrong, I have my faults too. You know what I'm saying? I have my faults too. I'm not saying that I'm perfect. You know what I'm saying? But I desire to live in peace. We have so much going on, this person not liking this person because of XYZ, you know. And I heard someone say that the reason why a person is or feels some type of way about you, or feel like, oh, I don't like you, or I feel like I'm intimidated by you, is because they really and truly, they admire you. They admire your strength. They admire everything about you, because you are walking in, you know, the way that you're supposed to be walking. You're walking in your purpose. You know, unbeknownst to you, you may not even realize that you're walking in your purpose, or that you're walking in the gift that God is giving you, the, you know, the stand, the confidence, let me put it that way, that you're walking in the confidence that he has given you, you know what I'm saying? But there are people who see it and like, I wish I could be that confident. I wish I could walk like that. You know what I'm saying? But unfortunately, I can't. I move how I move, and how I move is different from how that person is moving. And I don't want them to try to move into the area that I'm in, so I got to stop them and sabotage them. You know what I'm saying? So that's how some people think. And you know, I always talk about, we have to change our way of thinking. We have to start changing our way of thinking. When Jesus was here, he talked about, hey, we got to love. We got to love God first, you know, with all of our hearts, all of our souls, all of our minds. You know what I'm saying? Then we got to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. You know what I'm saying? You know, so the order is God first, us, then our neighbors. You know what I'm saying? Even in a marriage, God first, yourself, then your spouse, and then everybody, you know, and your children, and so on and so forth. You know what I'm saying? That's the order, you know. So what is the issue? What can we do? We got to get in order. The bottom line is, we have to get in order. We have lost our way of order. Because we all want to just live. I just want to be this way. I want to be that way. I get it. I get it. We all want to have some. We have the freedom, the will to do and to make choices. But it cannot be out of order. You know what I'm saying? For those of you who are believers, cannot be out of order. You know, and those of you who are not, you know. So we got to get it together. Because, and if we don't get it together, we're heading in the wrong direction. We're headed for destruction. There's a song, an old hip-hop song, Self-Destruction. We're headed for self-destruction. And my brothers and sisters, I don't want you to you know, to go into self-destruction. I want you to get it right. You know what I'm saying? Get it right. You know, the simplest thing, which may seem very hard to do, is loving God. Number one, love God. Love God with all of your heart, your soul, your mind. You know what I'm saying? Because guess what? He has the answers to everything. And I know some people, well, I don't know if I don't believe in a God or whatever. Well, if you really sit back, if you say you don't, if you really sit back and really think, who can you say created all of this? Well, evolution. Okay, say for evolution's sake. You say evolution. Evolution creating the heavens and the earth, the sky. Come on. The skies, the lands, the oceans. Like, these are wonderments. You know what I'm saying? The carving of mountains. Like, if you look at a mountain, the way that the mountain is shaped and carved, like, come on. Evolution did it. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to, you know, take away what your belief is or what your thought is, but I'm trying to get you to understand that there is definitely a greater being. You know what I'm saying? There is definitely a greater being. There's too many people and too many, you know, accounts, encounters that people have had with the higher being that they have reported it because they have been summoned to, like, you need to tell them, like, I am real. You know what I'm saying? I know for a fact that God is real. You know what I'm saying? I know that for a fact. I've had so many, you know, well, not so many issues, but I've had issues back in 2004, 2005, where I shared this yesterday on a brief live yesterday on Facebook, where, you know, 2004, I was at work, minding my business, you know, and all of a sudden, I couldn't see. Now, mind you, I was already having issues with my vision. You know what I'm saying? I was already having issues with my vision, and I was on beginning the journey of, you know, getting something done about it, right? But for it to all of a sudden, like, what is going on? Like, I wasn't able to, like, see in front of me. And it was like, it was a scary feeling. And I'm just like, Lord, what is really going on? Like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And then the following year, being hit with another incident that literally, if I'd have waited much longer, I could have been gone, been out of here. You know what I'm saying? But I am thankful and grateful that I am still here, that I have been given another chance, because if I had not, I wouldn't be speaking to you today about my experience. You know what I'm saying? Having issues with bleeding or having issues with my vision, you know what I'm saying? My sight and my, you know, and my blood, like, come on. You know what I'm saying? And being restored and basically making the decision to say, you know what, going forward, I am not going to just live life. I'm going to start doing something, being some type of inspiration, letting my life be an inspiration, using the gift that God has given me to be a beacon of light to others. You know what I'm saying? Though I still have much work to do, but the journey had begun and is still continuing, okay? So we're going to take a break, but we are going to continue our discussion. You know, what do we do next? What is next after the celebration is over? Keep it locked. You're listening to the Midnight Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com. This is Inspirational Monday. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Midnight Coco Show right here on blogtalkradio.com. Be sure to like, share, and follow on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Stay tuned for more of our show after the break.
great unknown, feed my faith. There I find you in the mystery, no oceans deep, my faithless tent. And I will call upon your name. You keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace. For I am yours, and you are mine. Your grace abounds in deepest waters, soft on head will be my guide. Where fear may fail and fear surrounds me, you've never failed and you won't stop now. So I will call upon your name. You keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace. For I am yours, and you are mine. Without borders, let me walk upon waters, wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith would be made strong. The presence of my Savior, Spirit, deep in my trust. Without borders, let me walk on waters, wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my faith could ever wander, and my faith would be made strong. The presence of my Savior, Spirit, lead. My trust is without borders. When you walk upon the waters, wherever you will call me. Take me deeper than my feet ever wander. My faith will be made stronger. The presence of my Savior.
We're back. You're listening to the Midnight Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com. It's your girl, Miss Coco. And today we're talking about what happens after the celebration is over. You know what I'm saying? After Easter celebrations, all the eggs are gone, are eaten up. What happens afterwards? How do we continue to move forward? Well, I'm going to tell you. You know what I'm saying? You continue to acknowledge the existence of Christ and of the Most High God. You know what I'm saying? You continue to do life living better and doing better. Seeing people for who they are. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, a lot of people only do things because they're hurt. You know what I'm saying? You know, people are hurt. They're influenced by this evil force that is running rampant on the planet. And it's going to take encouragement. It's going to take, you know, speaking positive words into a person's life, talking with them, allowing them to shed all those that anxiety, all of those fears, all of those things that are hindering them from doing, you know, things that are, you know, good and not bad or not evil. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to share with you that one thing that I know for sure, what is really a daily task, is the mind. Always combating the negative thoughts that are in the mind. And that is something that has to be done on a daily basis. Because otherwise, if you do not, you know, tear down these thoughts, these negative thoughts, you know what I'm saying, it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good. The thought of, well, you're not that good anyway, or they're just jealous of you. All these things that are just a negative thought, you have to work on destroying it, taking it down, casting it away, you know, denying those thoughts, because nobody is in competition. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's in competition with you. So where did it come from? You know what I'm saying? I'm not in competition with anyone on this planet. I'm in competition with myself to be better each and every day. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to help you be better each and every day. You know what I'm saying? We deal with so much broken relationships, broken promises, you know, broken hearts, you know, rejection, you know, not just from, you know, in relationships, but rejection from people, friends, family, you know, all of these things. And guess what? These are some things that we have to overcome in order to live life free and better. You know what I'm saying? So this is a daily task. I believe Paul said it in Corinthians, and I'm paraphrasing, that we have to deny our flesh each and every day. Heck, even Jesus, when he was, he knew he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and I talked about, shared this last week as well, when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he did not, the human him, did not want to be crucified. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. But it was not his, you know, his human decision. It was not for his human decision. It was not up to his human decision, I should say. You know what I'm saying? This was the test. He knew this was his purpose. You know what I'm saying? To be on, to take on the sins of all of us so that we might be free. You know what I'm saying? And once he did that, you know what I'm saying? He put it to death. Put all of our sins, all of our thoughts, all those things, everything negative. You know what I'm saying? He put it to death for us. And he rose free and victorious. And guess what? We are free and victorious in him. Because we've accepted him. You know what I'm saying? So we have to start being better in our thoughts, in our daily life. You know what I'm saying? Treating people with better respect. Why are you getting agitated and frustrated with your neighbor? Have a conversation with your neighbor. Say, listen, we're going to have to work together because this is just not going to work. You know what I'm saying? The noise that you're doing or whatever activities that you're doing, you know what I mean? Not you think that it's just you, but it's affecting me. And I'm pretty sure it's affecting somebody else. They're just not saying anything about it because they're like, I'm not going to get involved. But actuality is that it bothers them too. So we're going to have to work on making some changes. You know what I'm saying? Like if you can keep your noise level down where you don't have to slam those cabinet doors. You don't have to do, you don't have to stomp your feet so loud. You don't have to smoke those, that cigarette or something like that and just be all willing. And I know that's your business, that's your habit or whatever, but you have to take in consideration there are other people around you who may not want to deal with that. You know what I'm saying? So what do you do? Okay, so let's make a compromise. You know what I'm saying? You know, we have to work together in order to live life it free. You know what I'm saying? Even when you're in a relationship, you know what I'm saying? You have to have conversations. Like, listen, there's some things that we need to discuss. I'm not feeling a certain way. I feel like you are not, you know, listening to my thoughts. You're not listening to my feelings. You're not hearing me. You're not accepting, like, if I'm telling you, hey, we need to spend more time together, you're like, well, babe, I got to do this. I got to do this. I'm in the, you know what I'm saying? I'm in the house or whatever. Well, that's fine and all, but your presence is not here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're saying you're in the house, but your presence is not here. You rather do X, Y, Z versus spend time with me and your family, you know, us, your family, me and your kids. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, you rather hang out with your friend, your girls or whatever versus, you know, attending to my needs. You know what I'm saying? We don't even spend, when we first got into this thing, these are the things that we said that we were going to do, and we're not living up to this. It takes work. Everything that we do in life takes a daily work. We just can't do it for one day and think that, oh, okay, that's it. The troubles is over with. No, it's daily. Daily, I have to deny the thoughts that appear, pop up in my head. Daily, I have to deny, you know, certain things that are not, I know that are detrimental to my well-being. Daily. So we can't just say, oh, I'm going to go to church, you know, and celebrate Easter. And that's it. I'm going to be good for the rest of the year. No, it don't work like that. You have to stay at it. You know what I'm saying? You have to stay at it. Give that time, give some time to say, you know what? Today is going to be a better day. I'm going to be more Christ-like. I'm going to be more godly-like. I'm going to, you know, love more. I'm going to, you know, communicate my thoughts and my feelings with my family, my friends, and, you know, my colleagues. I'm going to discuss things with my boss. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to hurt anybody. I'm here to help and work together. You know what I'm saying? because if Adam and Eve had not taken that, we would be in a better, much better place. If they had not eaten from that tree, eaten that fruit, we would be in a much better place today. That's why I admire so many other cultures like the Native Americans. The Native Americans recognize that this planet is the only planet that we have, and we have to take care of it. We have to preserve the life that it provides for us. It was given to us, and we have to make sure that we take care of it. Even some Africans, the same way, same thing. They have to make sure that they're taking care of what has been given to them. They're cultivating the earth. They help each other. They, you know what I'm saying? Like, they do for each other. There are cultures that do for each other. You know what I'm saying? And some of us don't do for each other. Families are ripped apart because of, I don't like you because you said this about me, you did this or whatever, da, 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 or you try to do this to me, you try to do, you know what I'm saying? Why are we even doing all of that? That ain't even, you know what I'm saying? Like, no. Yeah, we're going to have some issues, but it's good to talk about them. Discuss those things. You don't know what your sister or your brother may be going through if you don't sit down and talk. You don't know how they're feeling. Like, hey, I feel like there's some animosity, some hostility toward from you, and I want to know what's going on. Let's talk about this. Let's figure out what we could do about getting this resolved. Friends, same thing. Your parents, same thing. I had to have conversations with mine and be like, listen, the things that I am dealing with as an adult, I didn't get a chance to handle or because I was a kid. Now that I'm an adult, I need to sit down and talk with you so we can get this thing resolved because I don't want to continue my life going through and feeling like, oh, my parents didn't do this and didn't do those things for me and provide for me. Why are you still holding on to those things? Well, I'm not holding on to it, but I do recognize that it's an issue when I'm in a relationship with another person, you know, with my person, and I don't want to be that way. I don't want to hold on to anything or have anything that's going to hinder me from doing better in my next chapter of life on this planet. You know what I'm saying? So I got to figure out some solutions. I got to release some things to tell you, hey, this is how XYZ made me feel and so on and so forth. So now that I'm releasing it to you and letting you know this is what how it made me feel and how I feel like your actions put me in this position, just put me in this place. Guess what? Once I've done that and said my piece, I can move forward. We're going to take another break. We're going to come back with continue our conversation here on the Midnight Cocoa Show. This is Inspirational Monday, y'all. I hope you're getting something and you're understanding where I'm coming from. You know what I'm saying? Because we definitely need this. We need to work on ourselves to better ourselves. Okay, guys? We'll be back. Keep it locked. Don't go anywhere. It's the Midnight Cocoa Show. You're listening to the Midnight Cocoa Show right here on blogtalkradio.com. Be sure to like, share, and follow on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Stay tuned for more of our show after the break. It's glam time, just in time for spring. Hey ladies, do you love playing dress up for that special guy in your life? Or how about a girls' night out? Well, Glam Time Beauty Supply has all of your beauty needs. Yes, from makeup to beauty products and everything in between. Just log on to Instagram at Glam Time Beauty Supply and let them know that your girl, Miss Coco, sent you. That's Glam Time Beauty Supply for all of your beauty needs.
know, but I'm not sure now what I was made for. What was I made for? Taking a drive, I was an ideal, looked so alive. Turns out I'm not real, just something you paid for. What was I made for? Could I, oh why, I don't know how to feel, but I wanna try. I don't know how to feel, but someday I might. Someday I might. When did it end? All the enjoyment from second, but don't tell my best friend. Something made for. What was I made for? Could I, oh I don't know how to feel, but I wanna try. I don't know how to feel. Someday I might. Someday I might. Think I forgot how to be happy. Something I'm not, something I can't be, something I wait for, something I'm made for.
We're back to listen to the Midnight Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com. It's your girl, Miss Coco, and you're listening to Inspirational Monday. Hey, y'all. We're talking about what do you do next? What do you do next? Want to live better. Want to live better. After the celebration of Easter is over with, after everything is done, you know, put the Easter outfit up, the Easter baskets are gone. You know, put up in the closet or left on the counter. The eggs have been eaten up. What do you do next? You're going to live better. You're going to do better. You're going to treat people better. You know what I'm saying? You're going to think better. You know what I mean? You're not going to think negative. You're going to think, always think positive. You're going to think in a godly manner. Like, nobody is really your enemy. You know what I mean? No human being is your enemy. And flesh and blood is not your enemy. That is not your enemy. You know, people are not your enemy. What is your enemy is the influence of evil thoughts, spiritual wickedness. You know what I mean? Think that negative thoughts are your enemy. You say, how do you fight those things? Define it with positive words, godly words. You know, like I told you before, you know, I believe to be one of the most destructive areas of our lives is our thoughts, is our mindset. Because the enemy, the true enemy, can make us think that everyone is against us, that everything that we see, everything that is on this planet is against us, then he's won. You know what I'm saying? And that is not so. And so we have to fight each and every day to stay in a positive headspace, stay in a godly headspace. I fight it. Yeah, I come on here every week and I talk with you and share, you know, my thoughts and the thing and whatever experiences that I'm going through or whatever, or motivate you. But I also have to deal with these things as well. Because otherwise, I can't talk to you if I'm not experiencing it. And, you know, and if I don't know what to do. You know what I'm saying? So I have to fight each and every day. I am more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. No weapons formed against me shall prosper. Nor shall a tongue rise up and condemn me. You know what I mean? So I have to fight each and every day with positive words and thoughts. You know what I'm saying? Somebody can say, "Well, you're not that beautiful." Guess what? I am beautifully and wonderfully made in the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Or you're not that smart. Oh yes, I am blessed and highly favored, and I'm very smart because I'm brilliant. You know, I'm a part of a royal priesthood. So that's how you fight those negative thoughts. Because what they say, whatever comes out of a person's mouth flows from their heart. And I'm paraphrasing. You know what I'm saying? Whatever flows out of a person's mouth, it comes from their heart because they already had that thought. It was already in their heart. You know what I'm saying? If a person wants to wish you bad, like, "Ooh, I can't stand that person because X, Y, Z, or whatever," where did that come from? That person ain't even haven't done anything to you. So why do you even think that, you can't stand that person? Because of what? Where did it come from? You know what I'm saying? So these are the things we have to fight against. We have to fight against the thoughts that are in our head sometimes. So I want to encourage you all and let you know, whatever those thoughts were, if anybody has spoken anything negative against you or said anything negative about you, guess what? It is not true. You are blessed and highly favored. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You have a gift that God has given you and that you should operate in. You have purpose in your life. We all have purpose in our life. We're all here to do greater good on this planet. There's a comedian by the name of Michael Jr. And he's a comedian, you know, stand-up comedian. He was saying that growing up, he was always in the church, you know. He would go to church with his grandmother, you know, his parents were around and everything like that, his brother, and I believe he said he had a sister, but whatever. But, you know, he said, you know, he don't want to just make people laugh, you know what I'm saying? He want to give them an opportunity to laugh, you know what I'm saying? So anytime he goes on a tour or he's in a city, he visits homeless shelters or some, you know, less fortunate shelter or something like that. You know what I'm saying? He goes around and he visits, the less fortunate, people who, and he gives them an opportunity to laugh, and they come in and they're like, I was down and out. I was feeling so bad about myself. But when I saw you and came to your comedy show and everything like that, like, you gave me a reason to laugh. You know what I'm saying? You gave me a reason to laugh. So we have to be the reason to make someone's life better. Not just our own life, but others' life as well. So that's our main goal. That's what we do. Jesus came to make our life better. And so we have to do the same thing. Make others' life better as well as ours. Do better, be better. Help someone else be better. You know what I'm saying? Give a person a reason to want to continue on to live. You know what I'm saying? That's our jobs. That's what we do. We continue to give someone a reason to live. Okay? Give someone a reason to live. Like, you should want to live because you have a gift. There is purpose in you. Whatever that purpose is, whether it's just to smile at a, to make a person's life better. Share a few words like, hey, I hope you have a great day today. You know what I'm saying? Those simple things can make a person's life better. Like, oh my goodness, this person said this to me and I just felt so much better. That's what we do. After the celebration is over, we do better and make others' life better. Okay? So I'm going to get on up out of here, y'all. I hope that you all had you got an understanding of what it is that we needed to do. You know what I'm saying? What it is that we do after the celebration. We continue to celebrate and root for each other and make their life better. You know, that's what we do. Okay? I thank you truly for joining me today. And, hey, don't be a stranger. You can hit me up on social media. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. Just hit me up. I'm under Kharita 40. That's Khrita 40. Twitter, Facebook, and Threads. And Instagram, also on Midnight Coco, Encore Media, Encore Radio, and Coco Radio on Facebook.com, okay? So I would love to hear from you, or you can send me an email at MidnightCocoShow@gmail.com. That is MidnightCocoShow@gmail.com. Yes, you can send me an email, and I'll definitely make sure I read it and respond back to you, okay? So I appreciate you, and I want you to make someone's life better as well as yours, okay? Until then, feel free to be you and live for today like it is your last, because life has its struggles. But always, take a sip of cocoa, and guess what? You will be all right. I'm your girl, Miss Coco, for the Midnight Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see you back here next time. Peace.
For joining me, I am Dr. Liberia Grant, founder of Living Sacrifice Ministries International, Sisters International, and Faith Deliverance Temple. I'm inviting you to Living Sacrifice Ministries' new broadcast day and hours. We will be broadcasting on Saturdays at 10 a.m. Central Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time, and 11 a.m. Eastern Time. We are moving from Sundays, 7 a.m. to Saturdays, 10 a.m. on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. Would you join me on Saturdays, 10 a.m. Central Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time, and 11 a.m. Eastern Time? God bless you, and God keep you. I will see you there this Saturday, the first Saturday in March. God bless you, and God keep you. Hey! Have a wonderful day in the Lord. God bless you.